And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. The nerves of everyone who was present when Oliver Wilson's lifeless body was found backstage at the Hamilton Theater were wearing very thin as days passed without any sign of an arrest in connection with the crime. Right now, at their Rosehaven, Long Island home, we find Larry and Mary Noble trying to appear calm as they keep busy in the garden outside. And we hear...
You know, I can't figure out why there are always so many more leaves on the ground than could possibly have hung on the trees, Mary. This time of year, nature seems to go through some strange process of multiplication.
Well, you'd better not try to load any more leaves on that wheelbarrow, darling, or the whole thing will topple over.
Don't you worry. I have a fine sense of balance. You just leave the engineering to me.
Oh, I wish we could go on like this forever, Larry.
What, you mean raking up leaves and wheeling them over to the end of the garden?
Oh, I don't mean that. Just the peace of working out here and enjoying the autumn sun. You know, there's something beautiful about this time of year. I'd like to be able to enjoy it without anything to interfere.
Yes, I imagine so. But it doesn't seem likely that you'll get that particular wish. So, why not try to concentrate on what we're doing? I really don't understand why we don't burn these leaves. When I was a boy, people always burned leaves. It was part of the fall smell.
I know, but the leaves are very useful as compost. It would be a shame to burn them.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, you're the expert. I'm just here to carry out orders.
You're doing that beautifully. Oh, just look how clean the garden is beginning to look.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what would happen if we suggested that our patient protector out in front of the house made himself useful and took a hand with this rake.
I don't think I'd try it, Larry. I have an idea that police officer takes himself very seriously.
Yeah, so do I, but I'm out here working myself into a lather. Why shouldn't he?
Well, I hope we won't have him with us much longer.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Mary. Perhaps we'll have something worse when he goes.
I don't see what could be much worse.
Don't you? I do.
What do you mean?
Isn't it obvious?
I feel almost certain that when an arrest is made, Claudia Vincent will be the one.
I don't see how you figure that.
Well, I've gone over and over everything so many times, and it always gets back to Claudia. She had more reason to kill Oliver Wilson than anyone else. And what's more, she had the opportunity.
As far as opportunity goes, every one of us appears to have had that. And most of us had good reason for wanting young Wilson out of the way.
But Claudia had the most reason, Larry. He tricked her into a ridiculous marriage. She thought that she was marrying a terribly wealthy Englishman. And she found out he was a penniless fortune hunter.
Oh, I grant you all that, Mary. But it still doesn't prove anything.
Oh, I don't suppose it does. Perhaps I feel so strongly about Claudia's guilt because I've been so terribly jealous of her.
Oh, nonsense.
It's true, Larry. I'm ashamed to admit it, but it's true nonetheless. I've hated Claudia ever since the day you invited her to live here. And when you arranged to get her a part in your play, I hated her even more.
You shouldn't say things like that, Mary. First thing you know, you'll have people suspecting you of being mixed up in this rotten mess.
I can't help it. It's all perfectly true. I don't think I'd actually want her to be accused if she isn't guilty.
Well, I should certainly hope not.
And yet, I'm so convinced that she did kill Oliver that I wish they would arrest her.
I wish you'd stop saying things like that, honey. You don't know how bad it sounds.
But don't you think she's guilty?
I haven't the remotest idea. And I'm not making any wild guesses. I only hope I'll be able to keep my own neck out of the noose.
Mary, what a horrible thing to say.
It's true, though.
But there isn't a chance. Why, there wouldn't be the least reason to suspect you.
What makes you so sure?
Because I know you, darling. I know you far too well.
I hope you'll go on believing that. It may be very important. All right, let's get back to work, shall we? We'll be on safer ground. I'm going to dump this load of leaves now.
Mary Noble watches her husband as he wheels the barrow across the garden. and her apprehension grows with every passing minute. Meanwhile, at headquarters in New York, Sergeant Riley has turned in a complete report of his efforts in the case to date to his chief, Chief Ferguson. And now in the chief's office, the sergeant is with his superior as Rupert Barlow, wealthy backer of Larry's current Broadway play, is shown into the room. And we hear...
Sit down, Mr. Barlow.
Thank you.
You know Sergeant Riley, of course.
Yes, I know him very well.
Hello, Mr. Barlow.
He said it was imperative that you see me at once.
I did. I want to know what's happening about this murder. Isn't it about time something was done? Aren't you going to make an arrest?
I expect we will, Mr. Barlow, as soon as we have sufficient evidence.
In the name of heaven, how much do you need, Chief Ferguson?
We like to be sure. It pays in the long run.
Well, I want you to know that this hesitating is getting on everybody's nerves.
I see no reason why it should.
Well, isn't it only natural? Until a guilty person is arrested for the murder of Oliver Wilson, we're all under a cloud. And I don't like it. You want us all to be nervous wrecks?
Not at all, Mr. Barlow. When we have sufficient evidence, there will be an arrest. You can be absolutely sure of that. And in the meantime, anyone who is innocent has no reason to be worried.
It's easy enough for you to say that, since you're sitting on the right side of that desk. Nothing can happen to you. But what about the rest of us? How do we know that the murderer won't strike again? When one murder has been committed, it's easy enough to go on killing. You can't be electrocuted twice.
That's quite true. But I'm under the impression that Sergeant Riley has provided everyone with adequate police protection.
That's right, Chief. We have a man detailed to watch every one of them.
Oh, what good do you think that can do, Sergeant Riley? How does that help any of us? If you knew what you were doing, you'd have the murderer safely stowed away by this time.
Now just bear with us for a bit more, Mr. Barlow. Perhaps we're closer to making an arrest than you know.
Well, that's what I came here to find out. What are you going to do? When can I expect some action?
Very shortly. Does that answer your question?
It does not, Chief Ferguson. It doesn't mean a thing. Let me tell you, I'm getting tired of waiting for something to happen. I believe I have some influence in this city, and by heaven, I intend to use it. If this stalling goes on much longer... You've had plenty of time to figure out who killed that young fellow. It's plain as the nose on your face. Why must we all be put through this strain, I'd like to know. You'd better give your department orders to get moving, that's all. Goodbye.
Well, how do you like that? If that guy didn't have all that dough, he wouldn't get away with that kind of stuff, Chief.
What makes him so edgy, I wonder? Does he think we'll arrest him?
He's just trying to throw his weight around, that's all. He's been doing it for years.
Well, what's he trying to hide?
If you'll finish my report, Chief, it's all in there. When you get through, I got an idea you'll agree with my figure.
All right, Riley. Just let me have a few minutes to read this through. I won't allow any more interruptions. Tell him outside, will you? Come back in 5 minutes.
Right, Chief.
I'll be right outside.
And while Chief Ferguson reads the report, we find Mary bringing a tray of iced drinks out into the garden where Larry is sitting on the stone wall.
Was I gone very long, darling? I'm sorry. I had to answer the telephone. And then Phoebe had some questions and I just couldn't get back.
I really didn't notice, Mary. I guess my mind was on something else.
Oh, you must be dying of thirst. Here, let me pour this for you.
Did you happen to look outside? Was that fellow still out there?
The police officer?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's still there.
I wonder what he'd do if I just walked across this garden and disappeared through the baker's hedge.
He'd probably be furious. And besides, it wouldn't be a good idea. He'd just follow you into New York and pick you up at the theater.
Maybe I wouldn't go to the theater. Maybe I'd just keep on going.
Darling, don't say such things. They frighten me. Here, don't you want to drink this?
Oh, yes, thanks. Well, I guess there's nothing to do but wait it out. Not much chance of getting away. This is one time when it doesn't help to be famous. No place you can go where you wouldn't be recognized.
Mary's hand shakes as she puts the glass to her lips. And now back in New York, Sergeant Riley once again approaches Chief Ferguson's desk. We hear...
Have you finished reading the report, Chief?
Yes, I finished it.
And you agree with him?
It seems entirely logical, Riley. Let's not waste any more time. Have a warrant issued, and make your arrest tonight.
Sergeant Riley prepares to carry out his orders. Who is the person to be accused in this warrant for arrest? Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.